ISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark.
Humanitarian aid was able to enter Gaza today.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
A few hours, long enough to let 20 trucks through. Sari Bashah with Human Rights Watch says the Israeli military must also open its crossings and restore electricity and fuel for water pumps.
The Israeli government needs to let fuel in, certainly through Rafah, but also through its own crossings, so that people can start to try to clean up the sewage that's flooding the streets and that is exacerbating the risk to human beings in Gaza.
Israel's ground invasion seems to be on temporary hold after the release of American hostages by Hamas, but ABC News contributor Mick Mulroy says it's entirely unrealistic to think it can be held off forever.
Israel has stated that their goal is the complete destruction of Hamas, and that is unlikely to be done by just airstrikes, especially since Hamas has around 300 miles of tunnels. So that's going to require ground troops, and that is going to be a long, hard slog.
The collective death toll on both sides now more than 5,500. This is ABC News. House Republicans back to the drawing board this weekend. Republican Jim Jordan dropping out of the running to be speaker on Friday. Lawmakers becoming increasingly frustrated as their pause stretches into a third week. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
The House paralyzed. No legislation can be brought to the floor until a speaker is elected. This as President Biden's $100 billion foreign aid package, including assistance for Israel in its war against Hamas and continued funding for Ukraine, now hangs in the balance.
Former President Trump is in hot water with a New York judge overseeing a civil fraud case over a social media post, the judge issuing a new warning to the former commander-in-chief.
Trump was supposed to remove a post that disparaged the judge's law clerk, but it remained on his campaign website in violation of a partial gag order. The judge fined Trump $5,000 and warned future violations could come with more severe sanctions, including jail. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer.